السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعزنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد آتيناك سبعا من المثاني والقرآن العظيم. لا تمدن عينيك إلى ما متعنا به أزواجا منهم ولا تحزن عليهم واخفض جناحك للمؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers in Islam, during the month of Zulhijjah, we just passed the wonderful days of Eid al-Adha. Many of our family and friends went for Hajj. Many of us sacrificed animals for the love of Allah. A duty on all those that can afford it to make qurbani. Allah accept our little sacrifices and our little efforts. We know the famous ayat in para 4. لَيَّنَارَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَاكِ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. On the days of Eid al-Adha, when we sacrifice animals, it's not the flesh of the animal or the blood, but it is the piety and the taqwa and the Allah consciousness. We carry out the command of Allah, that is in our heart and mind. And that quality of taqwa and Allah consciousness must not be in us only during the days of Hajj, when Allah take us to Makkah, Medina for Umrah, for Hajj. That we be like the Junaid Baghdadi of the time, or any city, country of the world, when it is the days of Zulhijjah or the month of Ramadan or the Friday Jummah time. On these occasions, we obey the commands of Allah and follow the beautiful Sunnah teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But the Hajj Maqbool and Hajj Mabrur is that after a person goes for Hajj, when he returns back to his home, returning to different cities and countries of the world, they become better Muslims. And we spend 50,000 rand, 100,000 rand for Umrah and Hajj. But there'll be a masjid musalla just near our home or near our workplace. Sometimes it is a walking distance, or sometimes we have to go with our vehicle. But make that effort, go with our vehicles and go read our Salatul Jama'ah, Fajr, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. When the male read the Salatul Jama'ah, the reward is 27 times more. And for 40 days we read our Salatul Jama'ah. Allah make our iman sincere and protect us from hypocrisy and nifaq. Now coming back to the verses which I have recited today, para 14, Surah Al-Hijr, verses number 87 and 88. We all love our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Allah Ta'ala revealed the glorious Quran to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And every verse and ayat of the Quran, from Surah Fatiha till Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas, we have to bring iman on it. And Allah give us tawfiq of practicing on every ayat and verse of the Quran. As insan, we all make mistakes. فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَعْلَمُ بِهُنِ التَّقَى. Not claim to be pious, Sometimes Allah takes deen work from fasik and fajir person like myself. I sincerely regard every Muslim better than myself, especially those ulama. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. Those that learn and teach the Qur'an, they are the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala, whoever is chosen to teach Qur'an, one is the children memorize the ayats of the Qur'an, become hafaz. The other is the academic discussions where the ulama teach the tafsir of the Qur'an, the famous hadith kitabs, and take out the various masail of fasting, salah, hajj, zakat, etc., how salah is to be read correctly. We have the four schools of fiqh, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, Imam Malik rahmatullah, Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh. These are senior ulama who had a lot of taqwa, piety. The decisions and the advice they gave were not based on the personal desires or the personal ego and pride. It was based on the correct knowledge of the Quran and Hadith, whose their personal life was an example for the people of the time to come till the day of Qiyamah. Now Allah Ta'ala mentioned in this ayat, number 87 in para 14, Surah Al-Hijr, verily we have granted Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam seven verses that are often repeated or recited, and the glorious Quran Sharif. Surah Fatiha, the first verse, the first surah of the Quran, is recited most often in every salah, whether it's Faraz Salah, Sunnah Salah, Nawafil Salah, Witr Salah. We have to read it. One is we read Salah behind the Imam. So the Imam for the Fajr Salah, Maghrib and Isha, they recite loudly Surah Fatiha. And we Musallis behind listen. Some Mazhab, the Musallis also recite Surah Fatiha loudly. And in a Sunnah, Nawafil Salah, or even Faraz Salah, when reading alone, we're not reading in Jama'ah behind the Imam, then we have to recite Surah Fatiha. Now besides reading Surah Fatiha in Salah, Allah want to give us reward. Even out of Salah we recite Surah Fatiha, we recite Qul Huwallahu Ahad, we recite Surah Yasin Sharif, we recite Surah Alif Lam in Sajda Tabarak Al-Lazi the evening before sleeping, we'll be protected from the punishment of the grave. We recite Surah Waqiyah after Maghrib, Allah give barakah and blessing in our earning and our sustenance. Now in this verse, Allah made it so easy that Surah Fatiha, besides reading it in Salah, when we recite it out of Salah, those that are not fast of the Quran, sometimes we're stuck in traffic, or sometimes going to work or returning from work, maybe 20 minutes going, 20 minutes coming, or half an hour going, or 1 hour traveling, we're on the road. And we keep our tongue moist with Surah Fatiha, or Qul Huwallahu Ahad, or even Surah Yasin Sharif, you can read that. We read Ayatul Kursi, Allahu la ilaha illa hu al-hayyul qayyum. We can recite Lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-arb. All the simple surahs that we learn, and Allah give reward to those that are teaching the afternoon maktab madrasas. We in South Africa were very, very lucky. Nearly every masjid, we have good ulama, and we have a good afternoon maktab madrasa, where from a young age, our 7-8-year-old children learn this basic surahs of the Quran. And it will help them when they grow up, when they read salah, they read it correctly. And many of the Islamic schools in our country, in South Africa, they have ulama who are teaching the Islamic subjects. And they also have subjects of Hifzul Quran. One is Hifz of the famous surahs of the Quran, and the other is permanent Hifz of the complete Quran. So we have to appreciate the sacrifice of the governing bodies of the Islamic school, that they employ good ulama and pay them a good salary to teach our children the Islamic subjects. Allah reward them. And we must happily pay our madrasa fees and our Islamic school fees. Allah make it easy for everybody. Education is a cure for ignorance. So in this verse 87, Allah says it's a gift from Allah that is given Surah Fatiha and the Quran to the Ummah. Then the next verse, let's read that. Verse number 88. لا تمدن عينيك إلى ما متعنا به أزواجا منهم ولا تحزن عليهم واخفض جناحك للمؤمنين. In this world, we need some money to pay for our monthly expenses. We are human. We are not angels. We need to eat. We need to drink. We need to live in a home. We need to pay for electricity, water. If we are married, we have children at home. We have to pay for the school fees, madrasa fees, clothing, etc. So we need some income. And with that, we do different types of businesses and different types of employments we have. But the famous example that is given, we in Mallington, we're at front of the ocean. We see the ships nearly every day sailing past us. Or we go to the harbor, you see all the big ships. It is mentioned like how the ship needs the water to sail. But if the water comes inside the ship will sink. Similarly, we need some wealth to live in the world. But the greed of wealth must not come in our heart so much that we don't read our Faraz Salah. We say, I'm too busy, I've got no time for Faraz Salah. Or we are so busy, sometimes we neglecting reciting Quran. We're just reading our Faraz Salah, but no time to recite Quran. No time to take the Tasbih and recite Zikrullah. No time to take the Durood Kitab, read the 40 Durood, say, I'm very, very busy. So would our Faraz Salah take our time to recite Quran, time to take the Tasbih, time to recite 40 Durood? And by doing all these good actions, Allah will reward us tremendously, insha'Allah al-Aziz. And these advices are for me first. Nobody is perfect. So in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala says that those non-Muslims that are very rich and they got big, big buildings, maybe massive homes, mansions they are living in, or big, big buildings of investments, they are commercial buildings, they are residential buildings, and people have investments and they are earning into thousands, millions in dollars and pounds. And we feel, hey, that man made it, no, he's earning so much a month. But our concept of success is وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Whoever obey the commands of Allah and follow the teaching of Rasulullah, they have achieved great success. But this will give us Jannah, paradise. In this world, no multimillionaire or poor man live forever. The poor man have to die, the rich man have to die. And as humans, Allah made the poor man's stomach and the rich man's stomach the same size. We can eat so much at a time. If a person can afford maybe an ox every day or 10 kilos of steak every day, but no man's stomach can eat so much a day. Sometimes people are tested with sickness. They have millions in their bank accounts, but they are going for dialysis, they are going for cancer, with different type of sicknesses. But sickness is also a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says in this verse, never focus your eyes on the enjoyment that we have granted to the various groups of disbelievers, non-Muslims. And do not grieve over them and lower your wings for the believers. We see the non-Muslims enjoying themselves. We fast in the month of Ramzan. They are maybe not fasting and doing haram, music, adultery, zina, immorality, homosexuality, lesbianism. These are major, major sins who draw the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala said, don't envy the rich and non-Muslims because they are going towards Jahannam. We got iman that is more valuable. And during the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the non-Muslim was causing harm to the Muslims and more so over to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi Islam used to recite the verses of the Quran, they should make a mockery because because time is short. Surah Al-Hijr, verse number 95. Allah says to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, those are making fun and mockery of you. كَذَلِكَ مَا أَتَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا قَالُوا سَاحِرٌ أَوْ مَجْنُونٌ. The people said, Aliyazu Billah, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is mentally challenged. Oh, he's practicing magic and witchcraft. So verse number 5 says, إِنَّا كَفَيْنَاكَ الْمُسْتَهْزِينَ. Verily, Allah is sufficient for those that mock and jeer at Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And today you are 1,446 years away from the golden era of Rasulullah ﷺ, must have love and respect for ulama, imams of the masjids, those that are guiding us on the commands of Allah that will take us to Jannah, paradise. And man adali waliyan faqad azantu bil harb. Whoever causes harm to the friend of Allah is declaring war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First of all, the friends of Allah are very humble. فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَعَلَمُوا بِمَنِ. They not claim to be pious. مَنْ تَوَازَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. Whoever humbled themselves for the sake of Allah, Allah will elevate them. Shaitan was proud of his ibadat and said, I'm better than everybody else because he did not make sajda to Nabi Adam alayhi salam. And he became the shaitan through pride and arrogance. May Allah protect us. Another verse of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala also says, وَلَكَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَقُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ وَعَبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَعْطِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Verses number 97, 98 and 99 of Surah Al-Hijr. Allah telling our beloved Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that we know you have been grieved and upset what they're speaking about you. But Nabi has been told, take solace in remembering Allah in Zikrullah, reading our Faraz Sunnah, Nawafil Falah. Come to the peaceful environment of the masjid. Sometimes we are living in this world, and we become victims of people backbiting us, slandering us, making stories about us, especially when it comes to finance and inheritance. Every dispute, there's two sides to it. First of all, don't get involved in other people's disputes. But if you want to know, we got a phone, we got a cell phone, in privacy, not in a public place, when we're coming for a Faraz Salah, or in a wedding, funeral. Public places are place of peace, harmony, muhabbat, unity. We don't discuss something controversial. But we know sometimes we read some article about some Maulana, or Muslim, or something. The phone numbers are available. In your private time, make a phone call to them and tell them, I heard this about you. I read this about you. Is it true or is it lies? And they'll tell you that is lies half the time. Is this out of jealousy, hatred, malice? The problem is something else and they want to take it out somewhere else. Allah protect us from such types of hypocrisy. So don't envy the properties and the big buildings Allah has given the non-Muslims. Then this hadith of Rasulullah regarding wealth. Qala alayhi salatu wassalam, At-tujjaru yuhsharuna yawm al-qiyamati fujjaran illa man ittaqallaha barra wa sadaq. Many businessmen, Muslims, one is non-Muslim, that is out of the fold of Islam, they'll go one way to Jahannam. Allah speaking about the Muslim businessmen, many of them on the day of Qiyamah, they'll raise up as sinners. But those that were honest in their business practices, they did not cheat, don't involve them in interest-bearing transactions, they'll get the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And regarding interest also, we know how severe the sin is. The time is very short. Is the sin of interest is like committing incest with a person's mother 70 times. May Allah protect us. And the person that is writing the interest transaction, those are going to be witness of the interest transaction. All of them are guilty of that sin. May Allah protect us and grant us halal barakat novi, rather get half loaf with respect and dignity than going towards haram and doing something haram. May Allah forgive us and may Allah guide us to have proper halal barakat wali rozi. By reading our Faraz Salah on its prescribed time, Allah will give barakah and blessing in our sustenance and in our income, inshallah al-aziz. Their advices are for me first, not for anybody else. Nobody told me anything about anybody sitting in this gathering or anybody from the city of Durban or anywhere in South Africa. These are general advices for me first and for everybody, that we must be honest in all our business dealings. Business partners also, we try to be just and fair with our business partners also. Allah make it easy for everybody, inshallah.